Today from the Ohio Newsroom, self-driving tractors. Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you to news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Kendall Crawford. Today's the last day of the Farm Science Review, where farmers gather each year to talk about what's new in agriculture. And this year, automation is top of mind. Technological advancements are transforming farmers' tools, including drones that spray pesticides and tractors that drive themselves. Here to talk with us about the Tesla of tractors is Scott Shear. He researches ag automation at Ohio State University. Hi, Scott.
Good afternoon. Thank you for spending time with me today.
Yeah, thank you so much for spending time with me. So as far back as 2016, farmers have been talking about these self-driving tractors. That's 7 years ago, and they still aren't a common sight on Ohio's farms. So how close are we actually to seeing these in use?
So within the last 2 or 3 years, we've seen a number of products come to market. A lot of those products were coming from startup companies, companies that are new to the agricultural equipment industry. And some of the packages were add-on to make existing tractors autonomous. More recently, what's happened is the big machinery companies have announced different autonomy offerings, okay? And when companies like John Deere, CNH Industrial, and AGCO begin announcing those type products, you know it's something that's here. It's going to be in the marketplace, and farmers are going to have access to the technology in the coming years.
We also know that there's a labor shortage across Ohio's farms. How do you see automation like this helping?
There are peak work periods of the year for a lot of our grain farmers in the state of Ohio. That's really springtime at planting and then fall harvest. The trouble that a lot of our farmers have are finding skilled labor during those peak periods. When labor gets tight, farmers are some of the first people to feel that, especially in rural areas. And so when I used to think about automation, I thought about all the things that would come along with automation without really thinking about labor being important. The pandemic has demonstrated to us otherwise.
Is there a flip side to that? Is this type of automation likely to cost anyone their jobs?
I think actually it's going to create a lot of higher paying jobs. Is the glass half empty or half full? As we see this equipment deployed on farms, we're going to see increased opportunities in rural areas for what I consider to be more high-tech positions. And I think the big thing is we're going to move away from some of the low-skilled labor jobs in rural America as well. And hopefully these will be higher-paying positions.
For me, it's easy to imagine a large farming corporation shelling out the cash for this kind of equipment. But what do you think these tech advancements will mean for family farms? Are they affordable?
Once we remove the human operator and we removed all those attendant things that go on the tractor to make it suitable for humans, I think the cost of the technology might come down a bit because we're not putting quite as much into that high capital asset in terms of comfort features for humans. I think it bodes well for smaller farmers in some respects. Right now, the march towards increasingly bigger equipment means you got to be farming more acres in order to cash flow that equipment.
Self-driving tractors need internet connectivity, and there's still a lot of parts of rural Ohio that struggle with broadband access. Do farmers have the infrastructure they need for this kind of equipment?
It's going to be interesting. I don't think there's a silver bullet in that there's going to be one solution that fits everybody. But I think there's going to be a combination of technologies going to be brought to bear on that rural broadband connectivity problem. Obviously, emergency services is first. Education and healthcare would be second. But third on my list is going to be agriculture, because without broadband connectivity, I think we're probably going to see a little bit of pullback in terms of deployment of technology on farms.
That's Scott Shear. He's a researcher at Ohio State University. Thank you for your time today, Scott.
Thank you very much. I enjoyed the opportunity.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.